Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you're one of the people, and there are 300 of them, who had a ticket for the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus summer concert on the 23rd of June, you will be going to a different venue, because the Irish Times is reporting today that St Andrew's Church, which was booked for the event, has cancelled the show, saying it is a Pride Festival event, which they say is not compatible with our mission as a Roman Catholic parish church. Well, I'm joined now by Patrick McNamara, who is chairperson of the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you.
So tell me, when did you book the church, St Andrew's, for the concert, and when did you realise there was a problem?
We booked the church in April. It was booked over the phone. We received confirmation to confirm that our booking was all okay. And then on Tuesday of this week, we received an email from the church to state that they were unable to host our concert in less than 10 days' time.
And they say, we have learned that in form and content, it is being presented not as a simple choral recital, but as a Pride Festival event, in a context which is not compatible with our mission as a Roman Catholic parish church. Is it a Pride Festival event?
No, it's not a Pride Festival event. This is our annual summer concert that we do every year in June, and we do in different locations around Dublin, and happens to be this year booked into St Andrew's Church in Westland Row.
And what is it about the performance, do you understand then, that is incompatible with their mission as a Roman Catholic church?
We believe it has to do with the title, which is Pride in the Name of Love, and the use of the word pride for appears to have caused to be the issue for the church itself. So it appears that they are happy for us to potentially perform once we don't, I suppose, align ourselves or be our real selves or show solidarity with our colleagues within the LGBT plus community.
Okay. Let's have a listen, because you mentioned the song Pride in the Name of Love, and here's the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus singing this song. This is what the people would have heard in St Andrew's Church. Let's have a listen.
In the name of love,
so lovely to listen to.
Thank you.
Patrick, so I'm just wondering, what about that is incompatible with their mission? I mean, did you think that they thought there would be elements of the performance that wouldn't be suitable for a church, or what do you suspect was going on?
I'm not 100% certain. In the event that they had any queries or questions, it should have been directed to us, or a question should have been asked. And irrespective, at the end of the day, St Andrew's is a concert venue and advertised as a concert venue for community-based choirs and is used predominantly by a lot of community-based choirs. St Andrew's has previously hosted, as of December last year, another LGBT plus choir in Dublin in their church. So how we differ from any other LGBT or any other community-based choir in Dublin is it mystifies us.
Yeah, I mean, they say that the parish is disappointed that the nature of this event was not made clear at the time of the booking. Like, do you do dancing? Are you running around the church? What are you?
No. No. Unfortunately, our movement is very limited to standing in a position and singing songs. And they're all songs based on the theme of love, humanity, family, and togetherness. And the whole concert was based on that principle.
Now, there might be people listening to this who will think, Patrick, that the booking was made to provoke a response from the church. Was that your intention?
No. Absolutely not. We booked what was a concert venue in the city. And at the time, our name was provided to the church, as in the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus. And that was done over the phone in April of this year, and an email was received to confirm our booking within the church. So if there ever was an issue, and that's a bigger issue for the church in relation to the title of Gay Men, it should have been dealt with, and I suppose would have shown maybe, I suppose we wouldn't be in this situation if that had happened in April.
Are you hurt by it?
Massively. We're all massively upset, to be quite honest. We're rehearsing and practicing for this concert since February of this year. It's a highlight of our summer calendar. We've over 300 tickets sold, so this is where everyone comes to hear us, our family, our friends, our colleagues from across the spectrum. It's not just LGBT plus people to come to see us. It's everybody across the spectrum that has got to know us over the last 12 years, and our ability to host our concerts has grown over those years. So the space that St Andrews afforded us to facilitate a crowd was an element in our decision to use it. So we are actively massively disappointed. I've received a number of calls and emails this morning and messages from colleagues within the choir. I'm devastated and upset and angry at what's happened.
Yeah, I'm just reading again the statement from St Andrews Church in West End Row in Dublin. They say the parish is happy to welcome groups from all backgrounds to perform concerts in the church. But that's not true, given what you've experienced.
That's definitely not true, given what we have experienced just now, which would imply that the name of our concert, Pride, the fact that Pride is taking place in Dublin, the fact that it's Pride Month, have all had an impact potentially on where this decision has been based on, which is very disappointing, as this is purely a title taken from a song, a U2 song, to signify Pride in the name of love, purely love.
Yeah, so it's not a Pride festival event, and you've made that very clear, but the church believes that it is. They say that it's not a simple choral recital, but it's a Pride festival event, and that's their issue with it.
Yeah, but potentially if the church had met a call or asked us, are we part of Pride? And irrespective of whether we were part of Pride or not, it's either a concert venue or it's not a concert venue. And they either are willing to accept groups of all denominations and all backgrounds to perform within their facility, as in a building, or they are not. And I suppose what we have seen from this, that's a lovely line that's on their email to us, that they welcome everybody. But that, unfortunately, has now transpired as you are welcome, but you're not welcome if you happen to be celebrate Pride or want to make yourself known as a proud person within Ireland.
And have you booked a Catholic church before as a venue for one of your concerts?
We haven't. We actually haven't. This is our first time. We have performed in a Catholic church previously, and that we performed for the choral service, which we do every year. It used to be based in the Unitarian. It was in St. Teresa's in Donore in December last year, and we were warmly welcomed by the parish and the parishioners in St. Teresa's in Donore. So we had no reason to suspect anything else but a warm welcome from St. Andrews.
Now, you're 10 days out from the concert. You have the tickets sold. What are you going to do?
Great question. We are delighted to announce, and because our concert is going to go ahead. And I suppose it's great that we are able to tell you, Claire, that Sunday the 23rd, our concert will take place. We have secured a new venue, which is Sandford Church in Ranelagh, and we are delighted to be going to Sandford, and they've been extremely welcoming towards us. We have performed there previously. So for all those people that have their tickets are valid for Sunday the 23rd. The concert will be at 6:30 p.m. and we have more tickets still on sale through Eventbrite and through our own website and our social media channels as well. So I suppose we're asking people to come out to support us and show some solidarity with ourselves, and this will be an absolutely fabulous evening of music.
Yeah, people getting in touch saying it's happening, you know, during Pride, and it has Pride in the title. I mean, can you blame them really for thinking that this was a Pride festival event?
Well, I suppose what I will say is we're dealing with very intelligent people normally, that if there was, to make an assumption, as we all know, Claire, and I won't finish the expression, is the worst case scenario.
So you're saying they should have asked you?
The question should have been asked, and the question then arises, they're either a welcoming church, as they state in their statement, to all community organisations, or then they're not. Okay. So it raises the question, are they welcoming or not?
All right. Well, Patrick, thank you for telling us about it. Patrick McNamara, who's chairperson of the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.